Sunday the 25th of March 2018, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, Easter. Sermon title, He is Alive. Bible reading, Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku.
The Bible reading this morning is from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. The triumphal entry. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it,' and will send it back here shortly." They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people sprayed their cloaks on the road, while others sprayed branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter. Christians all over the world celebrate today as a day Jesus made a triumphal entry to the city of Jerusalem as a royal and a humble king. The prophecy of Prophet Zechariah was fulfilled as recorded in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lonely and riding on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of a donkey." Today is the day people broke palm branches from trees and lined the street in front of Jesus Christ as he ride on a donkey triumphantly to Jerusalem. As also seen in John chapter 12 verse 13, they took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." I will take this sermon today in two sections. Jesus is calling you, and he is still alive. And who is Jesus? In verse 2 of Mark 11, where we read this morning, Jesus charged the two disciples, "Go to the village ahead of you." He did not say, "Go into White House," or "Turn down in street," or "Buckingham Palace." He said, "Go to the village, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her, which no one has ridden. Untie it and bring it here." Maybe Jesus is talking to you as a donkey. Are you tied to something or somewhere? What is tying you down not to answer the call of Jesus Christ? Jesus is calling you today to come and carry him and ride with him triumphantly as a king and as a royal priest. Jesus said to his two disciples, "Immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Lose it and bring it to me. Lose it and bring it to me." Today Jesus is losing you from where you are tied to and demand you to come to him. Will you let the angel to untie you? Will you look up to the call of God today? a construction supervisor from 16th floor of a building was calling a worker on the ground floor, but because of the noise, the worker did not hear his call. To draw the attention of the worker, the supervisor threw 20 pounds notes in front of the worker. The worker picked up the notes, kept it in the pocket, and continued to walk. Again, to get the attention of the worker, the supervisor threw 50 pounds notes, and the worker quickly picked up and kept it into his pocket. Now the supervisor picked up a stone and threw it at the worker. The stone hit the worker. This time, the worker looked up, and the supervisor was now able to communicate with him. Now, think for a second. God wants to communicate with us, but we are busy doing our worldly things. Then he gives us small gifts and big gifts. We just keep them and keep on enjoying the gift without following him or doing what he expects us to do. But when we are hit with a small stone, which we call problems, then we remember God. That's when we look up to pray and communicate with him. Stop. Think again and look up. Let us change and answer the call. Jesus is calling us. Even if we cannot preach the gospel, try to be an instrument for the gospel. This can be helping to share leaflets as we did yesterday, enjoying conversation from people. And some people learned how to do sign languages in trying to communicate with people we met yesterday. Jesus is calling you today to carry his good news from where you are to those dark hearts. This would be achieved through the way you live your life, the love you share with your heart, the love you share with your family, the love you share with your neighbors. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, let your light shine before men that they may see your good work and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Is your life a light? Are you worthy of emulation? Jesus is calling you today, and do not let anything or anybody to stop you. Stop. Jesus is calling. Think again and look up. A dog was so faithful that the woman could leave her baby with it and go out to attend to other matters. She always returned to find the child suddenly asleep with the dog, faithfully watching over him. One day something happened. The woman, as usual, left the baby in the hand of the faithful dog and went out shopping in a nearby shop. When she returned, she discovered a nasty scene. There was a total mess. The baby's coat was dismantled, his nappies and clothes torn to shred with blood stained all over the bedroom where she left the child and the dog. Shocked, the woman shouted as she began to look for the baby. All of a sudden, she saw a faithful dog emerging from under the bed. It was covered with blood and licking its mouth as if it has finished eating a delicious meal. The woman got angry and assumed that the dog has devoured her baby. Without much thought, she beat the dog with a wood to death, but continued searching for the remains of the child. She beheld another scene. Close to the bed was a baby who, although lying bare floor, was safe and under the bed, where the body of a big snake was torn to pieces in what has been a fierce battle between the big snake and the dog, which was now dead. Then reality dawned on the woman, who now began to understand what took place in her absence. The dog fought to protect the baby from the ravenous snake. It was too late now to make amends because in her impatience and anger, she had killed the faithful dog. How often have we not recognized the protection God renders in our lives? How often have we angrily pushed Holy Spirit from us? And how often do we misjudge people and turn them to shred with harsh word and deed before we have had time to evaluate the situation? People shouted, "Hosanna to the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The people who shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna," in the highest today and followed Christ as a king because of the miracles and his authority. But in few days, the people who shouted Hosanna would shout, crucify him. Like the woman who had a good relationship with the dog, but later killed the dog for protecting what is so precious to her. This is called sin of presumption. Presuming things our ways without taking the trouble to find out exactly what the situation really is. Little patience can drastically reduce major lifelong mistake. Who are you judging today? Who are you judging right now? Take a time to get to the whole truth. This is part of the meaning of Palm Sunday. Stop. Answer your calling and think again. Jesus said, if anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say the Lord needs it. This is to show how powerful and mighty the name of Jesus Christ is in the heart of any believer. Say to them, the Lord needs it. Jesus is saying to you today, he needs you. Will you stop and allow the messenger of Jesus to untie you and bring you to Jesus? Will you allow yourself to be ridden by Jesus? Will you carry Jesus on your back? Will people see you carrying Jesus and recognize you in a royal robes? Would they shout Hosanna to Jesus because you are involved? Brethren, please, stop anything that is not of God. Answer the call Jesus is calling you today. Now the second section is, who is this Jesus? Who is this man? Jesus of Nazareth. Where do he come from? What he has done? What is he doing? And what will he do? This is who Jesus is. Some answers are seen during the triumphant entry of Jesus to Jerusalem. One is, blessed is the coming king of our father David. Another is, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We are calling him a prophet. What does it mean that they call Jesus a prophet? It means that they recognize that Jesus was a man sent by God. They recognize and realize how he was operating with some sort of divine authority. He was preaching, teaching, and the word were hitting homes. Jesus had been calling people to repentance, calling out, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus had been teaching the true meaning of the word of God and doing it with divine wisdom beyond that of their usual teachers. It says earlier in Mark's gospel, the crowd were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not of their own scribes. Jesus had been doing the work of a prophet, exercising divine power, doing miracles, signs and wonders, healing the sick, casting out demons, calming storms, multiplying loaves of fish and fishes, and raising the dead. This was no ordinary man. God was with him. There was no doubt it was almost like God was with us. In the person of this name, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Who is he to you? Who is this man? Well, the people of Jerusalem at least are able to say that he is a prophet. Earlier, Jesus had asked his disciples, who do you people say that the Son of Man is? And others say, who do men say that I am? And they reported that they had been hearing some say Jesus is John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah. Or one of the prophets. Prophet is good, but don't stop there. And so Jesus asked the disciples what they thought, but who do you say that I am? And Peter piped up, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. They acclaimed Jesus as Christ. They promised Messiah to come. Come, Jesus, take up your throne, save us from our enemies, reign over us as king, and bring us those glorious blessings. What about you? What kind of a king do you want Jesus to be? Who is this Jesus to you? It was true back then, and it's true today, who Jesus is. He is so much alive in us. Perhaps we can find the answer to our question in this verse quoted in Mark 11 from 9. Those who went ahead and those followed shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus Christ comes bearing the burden of our sins. All the sins we have piled up over the years. All the sins of the world. For all time, this is what Christ is carrying. He is coming to Jerusalem to take our sins to the cross, suffering the rejection of his own people, suffering injustice at the hand of the weak rulers. But in so doing, he will be fulfilling the plan and purposes of God, namely, to redeem the world, to save sinners like you and me. This is how Jesus will reign as king, overcoming sin and death and the grave. This is the kingdom of blessing he came to bring, a kingdom of forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation. Who is this Jesus? He is a prophet, yes, but much more than that. He is the son of David, yes, but no mere glory king. He is this. The Jesus is the humble, scripture-fulfilling, burden-bearing king who serves us the way we need to be served. This is your king today, and your king forever. Welcome him as such during this season, and find out more about him. Grow in your faith in Christ. In this new church year that's just starting today, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let us pray. O God, our Father, on this Palm Sunday, enable each of us to open our hearts and live that the King of Glory may come in, and may we say from the depth of our hearts, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.